What are we doing? Hockey?
The hookie.
We're Canadian sport. All right.
Hey.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champions of the world, the Washington Capitals. Thank you so much for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the most wonderful time of the year. It is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Can you believe it? They're already here. It feels like we were just hoisting Lord Stanley just yesterday. Probably feels that way because, I mean, I hoist the Stanley Cup I have, the replica, at least once a day just to make myself feel better. But anyway, the Capitals are in the hunt again, ready to go up against the Carolina Hurricanes. Joining me, as always, to talk all about it, get us all ready for the playoffs, Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing? It's what you say, the most wonderful time of the year. This is the time of year that I lose years of my life.
It feels like that. I think I know why I have high blood pressure now. It's because of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
This is not good for anyone.
It's not good for our health, but it is good at that night in June where the Caps were able to win it all, and hopefully they can go back to back. We finally know the first round opponent. The game, actually right now, as we are talking, the puck has dropped for the first game in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So the second season has officially started. The Caps are waiting a day, though, and they're going to be playing on Thursday. You're probably going to be listening to this on game day. But, Coach Dan, so it is the Carolina Hurricanes. You and I were texting back and forth on Saturday when they were figuring out who the Caps are going to face in the first round. And for a very few seconds, it looked like it was going to be Caps Penguins in the first round. I don't know.
Everyone was like, no.
Not yet, guys. Not yet. But it turns out it's the Carolina Hurricanes. So I think we talked about this last week, but well, how do you feel? Carolina Hurricanes, the Caps swept them in the regular season. I know this is a whole different beast come this time of year, but how are you feeling? This is a different matchup. The Capitals don't have a rivalry against Carolina. They know each other pretty well because of the Southeast Division and the Metro, but this is really not a team that the Capitals have a lot of history with.
Well, they definitely don't have a lot of playoff history. I feel like I read somewhere that this is the first meeting between these two teams in the playoffs. And it's going to be interesting. Did I read also correctly the Caps went 4-0 against them? Not that that matters in the regular season, but, you know, I think that you brought up before we started recording that the, you know, they play each other twice within the past few weeks. And so I feel like that kind of adds to some of the animosity that I'm sure we're going to see in some of the extracurricular things that you'll see in this series. When you play another team so often, you're going to see a lot of that kind of stuff.
Being that familiar with your opponent, is that a good or a bad thing, the fact that they've kind of went against each other twice in the last month?
Well, it can be good because you know more about the opposing team. It's also bad because they know that much more about you. And so, while it may be beneficial for you, it's also beneficial for them. And we'll have to see how they kind of switch up their game plan each game and after each game and into the next game in terms of how they're doing. I think Carolina's going to come out hungry. This is their first time in the playoffs. I want to say since like 2009.
It's been like a decade, they're saying.
It's been a while. So they're going to be hungry to come out and prove themselves. Caps are going to be hungry to come out and repeat. And so it's going to be a hard fought series. I don't think it's one that's necessarily going to be a 4-game sweep. I think it's going to be a tough one.
We're going to talk about that later, and I think we differ on that. But Carolina kind of came out of nowhere. They even though I called at the beginning of the season that they were going to make the playoffs, I called it. No one else did. Just pointing that out.
Moving on.
But they've been kind of playing playoff hockey since January. It has not been an easy road for the Carolina Hurricanes to get here. Is that a good thing or bad thing for them? Because are they going to be kind of burnt out from playing this kind of high-octane hockey since January? Are they already going to be burnt out, or are they just like, yeah, bring it on, let's do this?
Let's go! No, I think I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if, like, for example, if the Caps came in and just, like, blew them out game one. You could see Carolina kind of folding in. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Justin Williams is the captain and kind of leader of that team. He has them feeling good about themselves. I think when anyone goes on that kind of run like they did at the end of the regular season, or I guess second half of the season, or a little bit past that, you're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to feel good about your odds. I mean, they came from out of nowhere to make the playoffs. And so I think they're riding high right now in terms of their performance and how they're feeling. And I think the Caps need to make sure that they don't take them for granted, or they don't kind of overlook them and think about the next round, because I think that'll put them in a tough spot. We saw that last year to some extent. I don't think the Capitals are overlooking Columbus, but you can see how anything can happen in the playoffs. And so you can't go into this round thinking about the next one. You need to make sure you focus on each round one at a time.
Well, I do think 2 years ago, they 100% were looking past Toronto. And Toronto almost knocked them out 2 years ago. So how do the Caps stay focused on Carolina? How do they not look forward and be like, oh, next round, we're up against our old rivals, or we're up against our old coach?
I think it's going to come down to the coaching staff. It's going to come down to the older players that can keep them focused and keep them taking it one game at a time and one series at a time and not overlooking where they are, because this is a Carolina team that, like you said, has been playing playoff hockey for a while now, and they don't want their season to come to an end quite yet. So I think it's, you know, it's the coaching staff is keeping the players kind of loose and focused, which I know kind of contradicts one another, but you want to keep them focused on that round while also keeping them loose. You don't want to be gripping the sticks too tight. You don't want to be hyper focused, to an extent where you're not really, you know, you're too focused on one thing and you're not able to do the other things, like the little things that you're normally doing, and you don't want to be just focusing on one thing. So I think this comes down to the coaching staff and the veterans on this team to help them make this run at a repeat by just keeping, you know, the other guys. The nice thing about this team is it's a lot of the same guys from last year.
I was about to say, you're saying it's a veteran's got to keep like the young guys focused, but even the young guys have been here before. I think.
But even a guy like Christian Juice is still going to have he's still going to have the butterflies, and who else is kind of young? You know, I could see like Stevenson, Boyd, some of these guys having Verona. Verona having the butterflies, even though they've been here before. And I think it comes down to the veteran guys just kind of taking over. I think we're going to need a big effort from the top six guys, or the veterans, but there are a lot of more. But like Ovechkin, Backstrom, Kuznetsov, you need a big push from them, Carlson, Orpik, Niskanen tomorrow night, so that the young guys can kind of work through those, you know, their first couple of shifts where the nerves are still affecting their game, so they can get to a point where they're kind of more relaxed and ready to play just a normal game of hockey.
I think that's been one of the keys to the Carolina success during this regular season. They're a hybrid team. They've got a lot of young players, a lot of inexperienced players, and then they also have a lot of veterans on the team as well. Like you said, Justin Williams being one of them. And I think it's really telling when there was a stat that I read. I want to say it was Steven Wina. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That was talking about the experience of the postseason. Yeah, here it is. This is from Steven Wina. It's a tweet from April 10th. Caps' projected game one lineup, which we will get into in just a second, has 1,282 games of playoff experience. The Canes' projected game one lineup has 342 games of playoff experience, and Justin Williams makes up 140 of that. So that is kind of insane.
Yeah, but at one point, that was the same thing with the Capitals.
Sure.
You know, I see a lot of comparisons between this Carolina team and the Caps team.
Of the Young Gun era?
Yeah. Where they were a lot of young guys that were just kind of almost not delusional, but I can't think of a better word at the moment. But they're almost delusional to an extent where they just knew they're like, "Well, we're playing hockey. We're gonna hit everybody and do whatever we want to do and play our game." And then playoff hockey came out, and they're like, "Oh, this is a lot harder than we thought it was gonna be."
And you got locked.
Yeah, and so. I see a lot of comparisons between that team and this Carolina team. And I think this Carolina team is, you know, they're an up-and-coming team. And I don't think this is necessarily just a one-season fluke that you sometimes see in the NHL. Or in all sports, I should say. And so I think the Caps, you know, the biggest thing is them making sure they're not overlooking them. It's taking it one series at a time. And I think they had an easier time doing that last year because this was a team that hadn't won anything in terms of a Stanley Cup. And so they weren't able to look ahead. It was the regular season. They were almost looking to the playoffs and being like, okay, can we get to the playoffs? Because that's the stuff we really want to get back to because that didn't work out so well last year.
Right.
Whereas now they want to get back to that like Eastern Conference final, Stanley Cup finals games again. And so you have to make sure you're not overlooking where you were.
Yeah, it's a thing that
I should say.
Right. It's a lot of people are saying about Ovechkin is he finally got a taste of what the Stanley Cup win was like, and he wants it again. He wants more of it. So that's what they're looking forward to now. They got over that second series slump. So the Caps were able to go all the way last year, and I think that's the ultimate goal, as it always should be, but they've tasted it now. They know how sweet it is to lift that Stanley Cup up, and they want to do it again. So let's look at game one. The projected lineups, according to Isabel Krishoutian, is Ovechkin, Backstrom, Wilson, Hagelin, Kuznetsov, Oshie, Verana, Eller, Connolly, Burakovsky, Dowd, Stevenson on offense. Let's focus on that right now. I want to bring up two things with you. Hagelin, Verana, we saw them swap towards the end of the year. Obviously, Todd Reirden thinks something worked there. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it worked out for the most part. I see no reason to make that change. Make the change back, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think you leave it as is, and you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And
if it starts being broken, you better fix it. You know, I think the nice thing about this lineup is that you can move some guys around. That's one of the benefits of having the same, you know, a team together this long, is that you can kind of shift these players around, and it doesn't necessarily, you don't have a long learning period or learning curve for a lot of the players. I mean, really, it's just Hagelin.
And Hagelin has been doing fantastic since we come to Capital.
Oh, it's working out great. And even I think it was also Isabel Krishoutian who's talking about McClellan has end of the season press conference, and he was talking about how they could actually see themselves re-signing Carl Hagelin in the offseason, and I wouldn't at all be surprised if that was the case.
Yeah, nor would I. I mean, he's come in. He's really defied expectation, and he's doing absolutely great. I mean, he's rejuvenated. I don't think he was really happy with the Kings, so I don't know why he would come in and think anything less. He's doing absolutely great. I'm a big fan of what Hagelin brings to the table, so it's good to see him. And like you said, if things aren't working, Barry Trotz used to do it mid-game. I think Todd Reirden is of the same mindset, that you'd kind of juggle the lines a little bit and see what's working. So you could see Hagelin be bumped down to the third. You could see Verana be bumped out to up to the second. So if things aren't working out, I think he will change it. He kind of has a history of doing that.
Yeah, the issue I always have with shifting the lines all the time, well, not all the time, but from time to time, is you have that time of, all right, well, then now the guys have to get used to playing together, and it becomes more mental than it may need to be, and they're hyper-focused on one thing when they really need to focus on another thing, and like it creates different issues. But I don't necessarily see that with this lineup. I think you have a lot of players that are somewhat similar and play in a similar way, and so it makes it much easier for them to be able to make those changes, but it has its risks. You know, if it's not working, it's probably better to make the change and see what you can get to work. But, you know, if just one line is not working and you make a change, does that affect, how much does it affect the other lines? And so there, you know, making all these changes does come with its risks.
Sure. Now we do see Chandler Stephenson on the fourth line. He was picked to play in game one potentially over Travis Boyd. Do you agree with that? Travis Boyd is a rookie. He's played a little bit in the NHL last season, but this was his first time full time with the Capitals. But Chandler Stephenson does have that Capitals playoff Stanley Cup championship experience. But again, he hasn't gotten the full-time role on that fourth line the regular season. What do you think about Chandler Stephenson starting on the fourth line?
I think it's fine. I think Stephenson didn't necessarily have the strongest of regular seasons in terms of point production. But I think what you're really looking for on the fourth line is someone who's going to step up in the bottom six. Who's going to step up and take on that role that Devontae Smith-Pelly essentially was last season, where he didn't do a lot during the regular season, but in the postseason, he suddenly became a superstar and scored a ton of incredibly important goals. Who's going to be that this season?
Now, Devontae Smith-Pelly is with the Hershey Bears. They are currently in the Calder Cup playoffs, and there's been talk about, well, is DSP going to be making an appearance with the Capitals in the postseason? That was the big thing. At least he's still in our system. We can call him up in the postseason when needed, when they can expand the roster a little bit. But Brian McClellan came out and said, no, Devontae Smith-Pelly is not in the plans to have him brought up. They said that they like the lines that they're going with right now, and that there aren't plans to bring him up. So let me ask you, do you agree with that? Or would you like to see Devontae Smith-Pelly come up here and get another shot?
I mean, you have, what, Boyd and Yashkin in the press box. So you feel like those guys deserve, if things aren't working, they're more likely to look to them than Smith-Pelly. And I think if they were more likely to look at Smith-Pelly than one of those guys, they would have sent them down instead of sending him down to Hershey.
Well, Yaskin and Devontae Smith-Pelly, I mean, they were neck and neck with getting waived.
Yeah, one of them was getting waived. So I think there's a reason they sent Smith-Pelly down instead of Dmitry Yashkin. And I think Yashkin's more likely to get the opportunity should the lineup not be working than Smith-Pelly at that moment. But hey, Smith-Pelly could start tearing it up for the Bears. I mean, they have a couple of regular season games left. We'll see how it goes. I think it makes sense that Smith-Pelly is not necessarily the first guy they call up. Otherwise, they would have hung on to him to begin with. So I'm not overly concerned at the moment. I think he's going to be going into an interesting offseason where he's going to want to find an NHL team that's going to take a chance on him. And I don't know who that would be right now, considering there were allegedly other teams that wanted to sign him in the offseason. He took less money to come to the Caps, and then those teams didn't want him when he became available for less money. And they didn't have to give up anything to get him. So he's going to have an interesting offseason.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the defense. Here's the projected lineup for the defense from Game 1. You have Carlson, Jensen, Orlov, Niskanen, Orpik, Juice, and then we'll just say Holtby and Net. Holtby and Net, not a surprise. He's definitely taken his stance as the number one guy during this regular season, so of course he's going to start there. The only thing that's really you got to worry about is Nick Jensen. He's taking over for Michael Kempney, who is out with a hamstring for like 6 months. So Jensen, he got picked up at the trade deadline, and now he's being put on the first line with the first pairing, I mean, with John Carlson, and he has very little playoff experience. He's never been to the postseason.
That would be very little.
Yes. So what does the team have to do with the Capitals haven't been the greatest defensively, and
what?
Not the greatest. I mean, they're good, but Nick Jensen coming in, that's a lot of workload to put on a guy, and it's how do you keep him from being shell-shocked about being in the postseason?
He's a bit of an older guy, so I don't know if they're necessarily as concerned. I think maybe you limit some of his shifts, but not a ton of them, so that he's not overworked or overwhelmed. I think you know, they'll see how he does in the first period and kind of go from there. And if he looks like he's in over his head, they will scale it back a bit. And if he's doing really well, I think they'll just kind of go with their plan.
Who do you think he would have actually been paired with if Kempney was still around?
Either Juice or Orpik.
So you think he, it'd either be with the veteran or the rookie? Well, not really rookie, but he would be on the probably the last pairing?
Maybe with the old dude or the young dude. I mean, I think we would have had like Kempney, Carlson, Niskanen, Orlov, and then Jensen and either Orpik or Juice.
Who would you go with, Orpik or Juice? Game one, just.
Well, excuse me. That's a good question. Who would I go with? See, my head says Orpik because he's a veteran, but my heart says Juice because I had so much animosity towards Orpik in the past, but only because of his contract.
Right. I mean,
I probably would go with Orpik and see how he's doing, and then you give Juice a game if you're like Orpik's just that old man Rivers struggling.
This is a very young Carolina team, so I feel as if, yes, you do want Orpik on the ice, but you need somebody who's fast because the Carolina Hurricanes are going to have a lot of young talent speeding down the ice, and you're going to need somebody to get back in front of Holtby and give him some support.
Yeah, well, Orpik, the thing is, you don't really have to worry about him getting back to help because by the time the play gets up the ice and then starts to come back, he wouldn't have made it up that far.
God, you're a jerk.
So you don't really have to worry about it because he's slow and old.
How do you think?
Even though he's like only a couple of years older than me. Like, it's not like I'm like some like 22-year-old being like, I'm super fast, guys. I mean, I like to think I'm still pretty quick, but that's besides the point.
How do you think Don Cherry feels about the bunch of jerks going
against? I could not give less of a crap about what Don Cherry. Screw that old. Talk about old guys. Like, screw him in his goofy suits.
Do you think? All right, let's just say hypothetically, the Carolina Hurricanes do push it to a game five. They get a win at home. Do they do a storm surge for the postseason?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Because it means they're losing.
If they were to do one, though, I really would hope that they would include Yevgeny Kuznetsov in on it, since they're a bunch of jerks and Kuzi's also a jerk. Really, we should be like, come on, man, come over here, group therapy session.
See, I feel like it was more likely to see that in the regular season if, like, or maybe even like the preseason, they might do something. I feel like the teams are just going to rise above it, but it would be kind of funny if Kuznetsov got involved. And somehow they're making fun of Don Cherry in it. Like, whatever the bit might have been. Like, they have Kuznetsov and the Hurricanes guys all come out in his goofy suits.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that would be the way to do it.
Anything else we should cover in Caps World to get us ready for Caps Canes?
Well, do we go over all the games? We've been talking for a while.
I know.
Well, we got game one is Thursday. The 7:30.
Hey, you're stepping on my bit at the end of the show, man.
Oh, well, so what? All right, my bad. Fine. You know, I figured we want to do that now because we're talking about the Caps. But do that later. I'm going to miss the freaking game one or a good portion of it. Stupid class I have to go to. Anyways, Ovechkin won his eighth Rocket Richard, so congratulations to him. Just adding more stuff for the mantle over the fireplace.
Nick Backstrom said we should start calling him Mr. Rocket.
Yeah, right. Where would, if you got an award like that, like the Rocket Richard, or one that's not the Stanley Cup, like not that big, one you get to keep, right? Where would you put it in your house? It's kind of like people when they get the Oscars, and like some people are like, it's in my bathroom, or it's in my refrigerator, or someone put it in their freezer. Like, where would you put your Oscar, your Rocket Richard, your whatever, your Hart Trophy?
I would probably put it next to the TV with some like LED lighting in like a cabinet.
So you would be like, look what I got.
Exactly. Oh, well, let me just tell you something, okay? In about a month, I'll find out if I'm nominated for a Capital Emmy Award.
Oh.
Last year, I did not get a nomination. This year, I submitted four things for nomination. So I find out next month if I actually get a nomination. If I actually win in June, let me tell you, if you guys thought I was obnoxious with my replica Stanley Cup, you ain't seen nothing yet. Like, I'm going to go out whenever I go out to dinner or anything
you
like
that. That guy.
My Emmy's coming with me. That's what it's going to be like. So if I actually get an award at some point, I will be very hard to live with. I'm just going to admit that.
Well, I'm glad we don't live in the same town. That's all I'm saying. So you put it front and center is what you're saying.
Oh, hell yeah, I would.
All right, fair enough. Ovechkin finished with the team lead in points at 89. Backstrom came in second on the team with 74. Kuznetsov had 72. Carlson was fourth with 70. And Carlson actually led the team in assists with 57. Backstrom had 52. Kuznetsov 51. And Ovechkin with 38, which is pretty cool. So good job for all of them. You're not going to let me talk about the Carolina game. So yeah, that's all I got to talk about in caps roll.
We'll talk about it later. That's our thing.
Fine.
How many episodes are we on now? You should know this.
It's the playoffs, man. You got to mix it up. You got to get ready. Get people ready to go. So I can't watch like the first two periods of the freaking game on tomorrow.
Yeah, I have dog school graduation tomorrow night or on Thursday night.
Oh, does he get to wear a little hat?
I bought one on Amazon.
Of course you did.
I'm that guy.
Is he going to wear a Caps collar?
Oh, he's been wearing one of those since Christmas.
Oh, I'll be going to this class tomorrow night with my cap stuff and be like, all right, let's go. We got to get through the material. I got things to watch. Like, move your butt. Let's go.
And then Saturday's game's in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a freaking... what do you mean the car?
I'm going to be at a farm meeting the Easter Bunny with my godkids. They'll be like, hey, Easter Bunny, let's move this along, man. Like in Mallrats, Jay and Silent Bob style. Let's get let's get this going. Come on.
Do the thing. Find the eggs. Let's go. got hockey to watch. I'll either be in the car or at a friend's place in Pennsylvania. So I'll see what I can do. But then it's great because game four is also on a freaking Thursday. I have another class that night. Okay, sorry, we're getting too much into what you would like to talk about later, so I'll stop talking.
All right, well, that's it for Caps World. Let's do this, Caps. Let's get there. Back to back starts against
Carolina. What are we talking about? Don't think too far in the future.
Champ. I want the Caps to be champ.
Yeah, that'd be great. Can we just beat Carolina first?
Exactly. Focus on the Canes, the Hurricanes. Take them out. Think of them more as candy canes. Bite them. All right, well, that's it for what's going on in Caps World. We are going to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. It is time to go down on the farm. It is time to talk about the Hershey Bears, the South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Let's start in Hershey, where the Bears went 2-1-1 in the past week with wins over Toronto and Binghamton. The playoff-bound Bears are currently third in the Atlantic Division with 88 points and a record of 40-25-8, three back of second-place Bridgeport. They have three games to wrap up their season, starting on Friday in Hartford, then back-to-back games at the Giants Center, starting on Saturday against Utica. Is it Utica? I don't know how to say that. I feel like that's not right.
Utica, yeah.
Utica, right? But that's not a chant.
Yeah, it is. Come on. The Office, and it was they were stealing their copier, Karen's copier. It was Dwight, Jim, and Michael in the car.
Utica.
Okay.
I vaguely remember that. That show it was very good, but it also is so cringy. So, they play Saturday against Utica, and the end of their regular season is on Sunday against Hartford. In other Bears news, defensive prospect Alex Alexiev. He's got too many E's in his name.
He's got a lot of E's.
He needs to share. Okay, sharing is caring. He'll be doing his rehab in Hershey, so hopefully he's playing with the Bears next season. Let's go down to South Carolina, where the playoff-bound Stingrays wrapped up their season with back-to-back wins over Atlanta. They finished the regular season third in the South Division with 76 points and a record of 35-31-6. They start their march towards the Kelly Cup with a first-round series against Orlando. Game one is tonight, that being Wednesday, in Orlando, with game two on Friday, also being in Orlando. Game three is next Wednesday at the North Charleston Coliseum. I believe in the NHL, it's 2-2-1-1-1. In the ECHL, I believe it's 2-3-2. So the higher seed still gets four home games if you play all seven, but instead of them having to travel back and forth so much because they travel by bus,
right,
that they do it's 2-3-2. So that's what's going on down on the farm. I think HL does the same thing.
Remember when it was the Bears got to the Calder Cup Finals and they were up against Cleveland. They took like almost a week and a half off because to get to the Cleveland game in, it was when LeBron was still playing in Cleveland.
They're like, can we get some floor time? We're trying to win a championship.
And Cleveland, let me tell you, did not care about their hockey team in the least. It was as if they didn't exist.
Yeah, they might want to now.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for what's going on down on the farm. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Let's bring all the trophies to the Caps organization. All of them. Kelly, Calder, Stanley. I'll have a party. All right, that's it for what's going on in down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. The second season has begun. It is the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Plenty of stuff going on around the NHL. Coach Dan, catch us up. What is going on around the NHL?
Well, let's start with an update on how the season came to an end. Tampa Bay ran away with the President's Trophy, and not just ran, like they sprinted away with the damn thing. They amassed 62 wins and 128 points. Like, holy crap. That's a lot of points. As we mentioned before, Ovechkin won the Rocket Richard. Nikita Kucherov got the most points with 128. He's quite good.
A little bit.
In case anybody was wondering. Tampa won the Atlantic and everything else. Nashville won the Central and Calgary won the Pacific.
Where did Calgary come from?
Alberta.
I see them on my bracket and I'm just like, Calgary? Really? They're number one? I maybe I just wasn't keeping up or whatever, but I still thought that they were like a not that great of a team. But I was wrong, apparently.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They ended up with I thought I made a note of this. Shoot. Where did it go? Hang on. I can't find it. Ah, screw it. I think they ended up second in the NHL in points.
That's wild.
I think it was Tampa, Calgary, Boston, Caps. I could have sworn I wrote this down. Oh, I did. It was in the Caps portion. Oh, I was supposed to talk about that. Caps, okay, going back, Caps won the division for fourth year in a row. They ended this season with a record of 48-26-8, good for 104 points. They were fourth in the league behind Boston, Calgary, and Tampa. First time in franchise history to have 100 or more points in five straight seasons. So that's a little bit of Cap stuff in around the NHL. Now, let's go into the draft news. Congrats, New Jersey, as they won the draft lottery. We'll have the first pick in the upcoming draft. The Rangers will pick second, followed by Chicago, Colorado, who got the pick from the idiot Ottawa Senators. Los Angeles, Detroit, Buffalo, Edmonton, Anaheim, Vancouver, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Florida, Arizona, and Montreal, who missed the playoffs by 2 points. Bet they kind of wish they beat the Capitals that other night. With the season coming to an end, that means that some coaches are out of a job, and one already has a new job, oddly enough, and I was very surprised by this one. Let's start in Florida, where they fired Bob Bugner. He's got a funny-sounding last name, and I feel bad I said that because he's got fired, but whatever. Name Bugner. Sounds funny. Anyways, they then hired former Chicago head coach and three-time Stanley Cup winner Joel Quenneville. Quenneville went to Florida?
That's
right. Wait a minute. He's an older dude. He went to Florida. There's a joke there somewhere.
Retirement.
Good for them. I mean, Florida's got a good young roster. They could be good next, like really good next year,
mm-hmm.
with Quenneville behind the bench. or he's going to look at this as retirement and they're going to suck. Hopefully it's the second thing. Anaheim is currently looking for a head coach while Buffalo fired Phil Housley. Edmonton brought in Ken Hitchcock as an interim coach. So we'll see what happens with him. While LA announced that interim head coach Willie Desjardins will not return. No word on what's going on with Ottawa and Philadelphia and what they plan to do with their interim head coaches. If I'm a head coach and I'm looking at Ottawa right now, I'm like, hell no. The owner's a psychopath. The players think the team's a joke. No thanks. But then again, if you can come and actually make that work, you can be a savior.
It's true.
All right, let's move on. As the NHL announced that former LA defenseman Slava Voynov will be suspended for the entire 2019-2020 NHL season, including playoffs, assuming LA makes the playoffs, after they found that he engaged in domestic violence. Voynov, apparently a massive douchebag, was arrested in 2014 after repeatedly punching his wife in the face, kicking her when she fell down, and then shoving her into a TV.
Good God.
All kinds of F this dude. He served 90 days in jail and completed 3 years of probation. He applied to come back to the NHL in 2018. The interesting part is apparently after this, his wife then, you know, didn't want to press charges or you know, didn't want him in jail. So yeah, that guy sucks. And finally, an NHL season wouldn't come to an end without somebody getting fined. Vegas's Colin Miller was fined $2,000 for diving slash embellishment. He's a cheater. And Anaheim's Ryan Getzlaff was fined $2,500 for roughing LA's Adrian Kempe. That's the news for the past week in the NHL. Brandon, I'm going to kick it over to you with an update on the Women's World Championship.
That's right. So the Team USA has gone undefeated in the preliminary round. That's right. And they finished off the preliminary round going up against Russia, and they beat Russia 10-0. That's insane. 10-0. Now, Canada was able to beat Russia the night before, I think by 5-0. So Russia was already pretty tired. But anyway, wow.
Look at you trying to make excuses for him.
10-0. I mean, that's insane. But the U.S. is moving on to the quarterfinals, and they are up against Japan. Japan beat Finland, I believe, which was a big surprise. And the U.S. will be up against Japan on Thursday, April 11th. And if I'm reading this correctly, Eastern Standard Time, that game can be seen at 5:30 in the morning.
Nope. Well, I don't even have NHL Network, so that ain't going to matter.
I will be watching the final.
At this time next year, I might be able to watch some of those games.
Yeah, I used the Comcast Xfinity Beta Stream app. And funny enough, even though the NHL Network is available and a channel I can watch in my home, it disappears from the listings on the stream app. So that kind of sucks and really hard to watch it live when you won't let me.
Hey, are you going to shave?
That's a good question.
I didn't go full baby face because then my wife would get annoyed at me. But I have just a little more than a stubble going.
You got o'clock.
I'm not touching it again until they're out. Now I'll do a little, you know, you got to shave the back of the neck because that stuff itches. And I do a little bit up here, the like high cheekbones, just to, you know, you got to clean it up, right, but sure. Leave the rest of it alone. You got to trim it down, dude.
I trimmed down the sides about a week ago. I don't touch the goatee. I kind of let that grow a little bit. I got a couple inches there right now, but I do have to clean up around like the mustache because getting like hair in your mouth while you eat, not fun.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I take care of the beard. I got a beard. I take care of the beard. You know, I got some softener I put in there. I got some essential oils. You know, I'm a beard guy. I always have one. But yeah, I think one more shave. Wait. The playoffs started tonight. So does that mean no more shaving until?
No, that's the thing. I don't know because, like, I didn't mind today because I kind of felt like it, but because the playoffs started today. But I feel like because you're a Caps fan, you can wait until tomorrow morning.
Okay, good, because I'd like to trim it up one more time.
Yeah, I think like, you can do it tomorrow morning.
You know what's kind of unfair though is that dudes get to grow beards for the playoffs, but there's really nothing. There's no tradition for the lady fans.
I mean, there's a joke in there, but I'm not going to say it.
Sure. Yeah. But you got, dude, I don't know.
Sorry.
It's kind of unfair. They don't have any way to show, like, have a superstition, I guess. Maybe it's just because they're smarter than men and realize that these kind of superstitions are stupid, but I don't know. Do what you want, ladies, I guess.
That's essentially what he's saying.
Yeah. But real quick, going back, so if the U.S. was able to beat Japan, the semifinals would be Saturday, April 13th, and that game is at either 8 p.m. or 1 p.m., and then the bronze medal game is on Sunday, April 14th, and the gold medal game, I can't talk right now, the gold medal game is never, because there's no date available, so.
Not gonna happen.
Good luck. But that's the women's world's championship going on right now in Finland. Go USA. Hopefully you can win. So, Coach Dan, can we talk about our brackets now?
All right, let's do it. Let's go over the upcoming first round series that we are going to see.
Woo!
Brandon, you know I'm not going to talk about the Caps, so we're just going to move past that one.
All right,
you can do it at the end if you want. Okay. I'm not talking about, but you know what? We're going to start in the West.
West.
Because they always get ignored on the East Coast. We're going to talk about the West, where it's Calgary and Colorado. I'll let you take the first one. What do you got?
I say Calgary in seven.
Interesting. I'm going Calgary in five.
Five, okay.
I think Colorado wins one at home, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Cool. Calgary in five. Next up, San Jose and Vegas. I'm going. Wait, who's the higher seed?
San Jose.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm saying, oh God, every time I went against them last year, we saw how that turned out. Screw it. I'm sticking with it. San Jose in seven.
I also have San Jose in seven.
All right. Well, congratulations, Vegas.
I also want to point out, besides saying Carolina would make it to the playoffs, and I was correct, I said Vegas would not make it to the playoffs. So,
you're batting 500. I'm batting zero.
Opening round, I'm saying
I'm Chris Davis.
So you're not playing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. I already told you I'm not doing the Caps one. All right, what do we just do? San Jose and Vegas, yeah. Winnipeg and St. Louis. Your turn to go first.
I got the Peg in seven.
I want to say Winnipeg, but I think this is like doing March Madness. I'm going, here's the upset. St. Louis in six.
St. Louis in six. I mean, they're
they've been on a heck of a run. I'm going St. Louis in six.
They're the 2 and 3 seeds, so I mean they're pretty evenly matched. I give the edge just for Winnipeg just because their building is so loud, very passionate fans. I feel like they're going to kind of be a big factor in the games in Winnipeg.
That's fair.
That's why I'm going
with that. That's fair. I think St. Louis steals two in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That didn't make sense.
The first
two? I don't know. They have to win. What did I say? St. Louis in six?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think St. Louis steals two from, I don't know. Moving on. All right, let's move over to Nashville versus Dallas. It's my turn? Yeah, my turn to go first. Nashville in, probably should have actually written these down beforehand.
Well, you should have done a bracket.
No, it's bad luck. I didn't do it last year, and that worked out. Nashville in six.
I have Nashville.
No, yeah, Nashville in six.
I have Nashville in five.
Oh, okay, all right. I feel like Nashville's due to win a cup, but it hasn't happened yet. All right, let's go over to the East, where it is Tampa versus Columbus. It's your turn to go first.
Saying Tampa Bay in six.
Okay, I'm saying Tampa in four.
You think they're gonna wipe them out?
Wait, hold on. Let me check what the score is at the moment before I actually do that. Columbus is up 6-1. Ah! I'm at five. Oh, they tied them. That's interesting. Yeah, Tampa's up 3-0 in the second. They're screwed. I'm saying Tampa in three. That's how good they are.
Oh, Tampa.
Tampa in four.
All right.
I feel like this might be their year, dude.
Shut up.
So good. Anyways, I'm saying Tampa in four.
I think that President's Trophy
curse.
Yeah, it's still there.
Boston versus Toronto, and what will probably be the most feisty series, because the Boston media is a bunch of... I was going to say it in a Boston accent, but I was like, oh, what did you say? Douchebag in Boston accent.
You use the F word.
That's true. They're a bunch of... Anyways, Boston versus Toronto. I'm going Boston in seven.
I also say Boston in seven.
Okay, all right. Good, good. It pains me because their head coach is freaking Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah.
And the last one that I'm going to talk about is the Islanders versus Pittsburgh. I'm saying Penguins in six.
I'm saying those pesky Penguins in seven.
Okay, well, I hope we're both wrong. All right, you are welcome to talk about the last one because I am not doing it.
Washington against the Hurricanes. I say Washington moves on.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Washington moves on in four.
What?
That's right.
You think they're going to go 8-0 against them this season?
I do.
When I said they went 4-0.
I do. I really do.
All right.
Carolina's a good team.
When this goes poorly, everybody, Brandon, you can find him at Brando Cash. On
Carolina is a young team. They've been playing playoff hockey for a very long time, since January. To play at that high of a level, it takes a lot out of you. And they are a fun team to watch. It's great that they got to the playoffs, but I think at this point they're probably a little burned out. So I think Caps in four.
All right.
I'm not just being a fanboy. I've got science behind it.
Okay. If you say so. Not doing it.
Are we going past the first round, or is that where we're stopping?
Oh, I think we should stop there because I don't know who'd play each other. Wouldn't it be I had Calgary and San Jose. I'd say Calgary from there.
I have San Jose.
You San Jose over Calgary. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have St. Louis and Nashville. I'm saying Nashville.
I have Nashville versus the Peg. I'm saying Nashville.
Okay. So then we have Calgary. No, wait.
You have Calgary, Nashville.
I have Calgary and Nashville. I'm saying I'm saying Calgary because I feel
Calgary
like
Calgary to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I'm saying Calgary because I feel like, which means Vegas is going to make it. I'm saying Calgary because I feel like Nashville is the easy pick and it's too easy.
I have San Jose against Nashville. I say San Jose represents the West in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Interesting. Okay, I'm not touching the East. Well, no, I can. Okay, I have Tampa versus Boston. I'm taking Tampa.
As am I.
We haven't done how many games, but who cares?
Yeah.
And then I'm out.
So I think Tampa wins against Boston, and then I think it's Caps Penguins. I think it'll probably go to game seven. Caps come out victorious, and then I have in the Stanley Cup Finals the San Jose Sharks versus the Washington Capitals.
Okay, so here's the thing about Pittsburgh. They've had a lot of injuries lately, and the guys are starting to come back, but they are – given this is stupid because every team is – they're, you know, one or two guys away from just – basically being out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Getting knocked out. But every team is that way. But not every team necessarily has guys that are kind of being put together with paper mache and popsicle sticks.
If they get past the Islanders, though, and it's Caps, Penguins, and if the Caps get past the Canes, which I think they will, if it the second round. I
swear to God, Brandon, if this goes poorly, it's 100% on you. I didn't say anything.
If it's Caps Penguins in the second round, I think even with inexperienced guys on the Pittsburgh Penguins team, it's Caps Penguins. Like that is the
experienced guys, the ones that are going to get hurt.
Well, yeah, but that is
now they're all old.
That is the rivalry of the NHL. I don't think anything compares to Caps Penguins. I mean, sure, there's other ones out there. You've got Boston, Toronto. They hate each other, but Caps Penguins. Everybody's tuning in for those games, and the players get a little bit extra hype in their game to play against each other. So that's why I think it would go to seven. We only went to six last year, but That's my pick. And again, science.
Yep, not touching it.
All right. All right.
Nope.
So is that it? Is that the show?
Yep. Let's wrap it up. I got to go make dinner.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related stuff. Now the playoffs are back and my heart palpitations are going to get worse and whatever else bad things that are going to happen. I'm going to be sitting in this freaking class tomorrow and being like, don't check your phone to see what's going on.
You know what they better do for the Stanley Cup finals or the playoffs, I mean? They better not have any games Friday, Saturday, Sunday when Avengers Endgame comes out, because no one's watching anything but Avengers that weekend.
I already got my tickets. I'm going. What time am I going? 7:30? I don't remember where I'm going. Anyways,
as the puck.
No, drops. You know what's gonna happen is gonna be a freaking. I'll be watching a game and she's gonna go into labor, and I'm gonna be like, "Wait," you know.
Wait, when's the kid due?
June.
Okay. Yeah, that might happen.
So we'll see what happens. Did you see that play? No, we're in the hospital. Leave me alone.
Well, if you need to borrow my replica Stanley Cup for any pictures, you let me know.
We'll get into the room, and they'll be like, do you need anything? Yeah, turn the freaking TV on and put it on NBC. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, anyone out there who didn't know, Coach Dan's having a baby.
Yeah, this spoiler alert. Now they don't know what class I'm going to tomorrow, and they make you watch videos.
Graphic videos.
They're scary. I don't want it. I don't want to. Anyways, that's somehow finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But Brandon, if people want – oh, you know what? I'm supposed to do the Facebook plug too. Damn it. If you like this show and our rambling, go ahead over to facebook.com/whatthepuckpod so you can find out when new shows come out, as well as whatever pops into Brandon's head in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. So things go out there. Go ahead and check us out, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people want to yell at you about jinxing the Caps, but they don't just want to yell at you on Twitter, where else can they yell at you?
Nowhere. Don't yell at me. I have science on my side.
His home address is no.
Hey, I got confidence in the boys. All right, that's what I got, is confidence in the boys back to back. All right, so go to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment and What the Puck Pod. Like Coach Dan said, go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod, as well as on Twitter at What the Puck Pod. Like us, follow us, do all that good stuff. I put out there in Baltimore, there will be the Hudson Street Stackhouse is going to be showing all Caps games with sound, and I also put out CM Punk, former WWE champion, UFC fighter, actor. He put out his bracket on Instagram.
In Winnipeg? What?
What?
In Winnipeg going to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it's true. You can check out...
Not going to the Western Conference Finals, going to the Stanley Cup Finals and losing.
I mean, it could happen. We'll see. But yes. Posted that, and I also posted a really good picture from Tim Hortons, eh? Getting ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs, kicking it off with some good donuts, don't you know? Went a little Miss Soten there. Anyway, so before we get out of here, let's go over the games until we talk again. On April 11th, Thursday, April 11th, the Caps up against Carolina. Do I have to say up against Carolina every time? I'm not going to. They're up against...
Yes, every single time, just in case.
They're up against Carolina for the first four, and then as needed. But game one, April 11th, that game starts at 7:30. You can watch that nationally on the USA Network, and you can watch it locally on NBC Sports Washington. Saturday, April 13th, up against Carolina. Both these are at home. That game's at 3 in the afternoon for some reason, and you can watch that on NBC broadcast television. And then on Monday, April 15th, the Caps go to Carolina. You can watch that nationally on CNBC, as well as manage your stocks and look at stock market prices and all that good stuff on CNBC. And then you can watch it locally on NBC Sports Washington. Those are three games, and then Coach Dan and I will be back, and we'll get you all ready. So don't forget, this show is free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is if you please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you are social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. They're going back to back. I'm listening to What the Puck, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, are you ready? You ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs?
No.
No.
Dude, it hurts, man. So nerve-wracking. You're just like sitting there watching the game. You're just like, argh! Yeah. So, we'll see.
All right. Well, that's it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. What's up, Bids?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.